I'm in the process of getting over laryngitis, so I'm going to pass out a copy of what I'm saying in case my voice cracks. And I'm not contagious. Please.
Thank you.
Roger, make sure I get those pictures and then that and anything before you leave. I'll just get it at the end. Just kind of make you a reply. Thank you.
Has everybody got a copy? I'll try to speak up and not let my voice crack. What I want to say is we, the permanent residents of the Pines and Fieldstone, are asking for denial of this proposed permit. The Pines is a subset of the Fieldstone declarant. They are obligated to adhere to all rules and regulations set forth by Fieldstone and the master declarant, Johnny Morse. In the event of a conflict, the Fieldstone declaration shall supersede and control. That's Article 3.6 of the Pines Covenants, and you have a copy of that. The Pines, just like Fieldstone, is a residential community. Article 3.4 of the Pines, you have a copy of that. Each unit shall be occupied and used only for residential purposes and for no other purpose. Article 9.16 of the Fieldstone Covenant, which is also attached, the property shall be occupied by the owner of the living unit, not a nightly rental, the owner. Each new owner is aware of these condos are for residential use. Per Article 3.14 of their covenants, any other purpose is a violation of their rules and regulations, and they will be subject to progressive fines by the declarant. The P&Z approved codes, your codes, section 023.010, states will not incur the use and enjoyment of other properties in the immediate vicinity. Section 23.010, Article 1 of this section states, the proposed location will not have a substantial adverse impact, be detrimental to or endanger the public health, safety, moral comfort, or general welfare. The proposed rental would be situated between two permanent residents, limiting the enjoyment of their home life. The main entrance to the proposed rental is to the far side of the building, facing a green space that will never be developed with no lights for safety. Renters do not adhere to quiet hours set forth by the declarant. Noise, music, and partying would affect the general welfare of the surrounding permanent resident. This checks off all the reasons for denial based on your own codes. Traffic congestion. Your code 023.010, Article 6, provide ingress and egress to minimize traffic. The condo is located at the end of a cul-de-sac, so there would be one way in and one way out. That's a violation of your codes. Section 024.001, nightly rentals tend not to be compatible. The average age of our community is 60 to 7. 99.9% of the household occupancy is just two per unit. Your code, section 024.001, they do materially alter our neighborhood. Their lack of respect to permanent residents, their constant violation of the rules and the regulations of our community, the fear they have created among our residents. There will always be a conflict when you try to mix transients with an HOA community. Section 23.010, Article 2, causes substantial injury to property values. We are now at 94% permanent residents. Any more nightly rentals in our community will continue to lower the resale value of other units in the vicinity. When you purchase a property in an HOA community, you expect the rules and regulations to protect your investment as a homeowner and provide common framework for your neighbors. This can never be accomplished with transients coming in and out of our neighborhood. Every point I've mentioned is cause for the denial based on your own codes, section 023.010, section 024.010. To summarize, They do incur the use and enjoyment of other properties in the immediate vicinity. Safety, comfort, and general welfare are compromised. They are not compatible with residential use. We are now classified as R1, R2, and R3, which is great. They are taxed as commercial, which is not allowed in our community. They do materially alter our neighborhood. They do cause substantial injury to our property values. Therefore, based on the conditional use codes that I've presented, and to stay consistent with the previous denials, we ask you to deny this request.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
My name's Tom Huff. I live at 116 Fieldstone in the Branson Creek area, and I am an owner and resident there. I, too, am opposed to any nightly rentals in our community. I have about 38 signed letters here from people that live in my community that do not want nightly rentals, and I'll be giving you those to review. Currently, in addition to, I have statements from both HOA presidents from the Pines and Fieldstone requesting that you deny this application. The person that just spoke on behalf of Peggy was actually not telling the truth. He said that he has talked to everyone there and 100% of the people have approved this verbally, I guess, to him. In any case, I have a letter here from the president of the Pines HOA. And what it says, this is from John A. Banks, president of the Pines Homeowners and Condominium Association. He says, "Good morning. Let me get right to the point. It is a well-known fact that if you have too many rental properties in a neighborhood of single-family homes, it can cause property values to stagnate or even drop. Tenants rarely maintain homes to the level the owners that the owners would in their properties. Accordingly, I am sending this communication to you to object to this recent request of nightly rentals. In this community, we are beginning to enjoy positive increases in equity, new owners that are renovating their properties, a measurable, positive, collaborative mindset. We want these trends to continue. Again, though admittingly I have a great deal of respect for Margaret, this is not personal, comma, no more rentals." Now, this is from the president of their own Pines Association. And I have another one here from the president of the Fieldstone HOA. And he also is against nightly rentals. And this is from Dennis Cook, president of the Fieldstone HOA. "I'm a member of the Fieldstone HOA board at Branson Creek. When this HOA was formed, our declarant, Johnny Morris, gave written instructions to the board, which include only two directives: establish a working budget and uphold the Declaration of Covenants, conditions and restrictions for Fieldstone at Branson Creek, which have been in existence since 2006. We have worked hard to fulfill these obligations. Our covenants state in section 916, restrictions for residential sites, that each resident must be owner-occupied. I am very encouraged to see that the Taney County Zoning Board has developed new zoning regulations, and I'm looking forward to your continued decisions to turn down conditional use permits for nightly rentals in our neighborhood. This is in alignment with our covenants, which are a legal document that each owner has received and is attached to their property. Contrary to previous declarants, Johnny Morris believes in upholding these documents. In the past, parts of these covenants have been trampled upon by previous declarants for the sake of financial gain by bringing in nightly rentals. This has caused many problems and threatened legal actions. You have another request before you for a conditional use permit at 140 South Tuscany B. I encourage you to continue to turn down conditional use permits for nightly rentals in our Fieldstone residential neighborhood. So there are people that are opposed to this, even in their own little development. So what I'd like to do is give you some copies of the 38 letters here that talk about that they don't want nightly rentals. Plus, I'm going to give you copies of the two presidents' HOA statements. I think there should be eight copies there.
And just on a personal note, I moved in here, bought in here, moved in here about a year ago, and directly above me is a current nightly rental. And as one example, it's rented all the time. It's rented at least 50% of the time. Christmas, it was rented. New Year's, it was rented. And on New Year's Eve, at 2:15 in the morning, at least 8 or 10 people were out on that back patio making loud noises, and I went out there and looked right at them, and I tried to go back to sleep. This was at 2 a.m. on New Year's Eve. These people do not care about adhering to our rules. And I just honestly think that we need to stop this. That particular rental above me, they allow up to 12 people in that unit, one house. We've seen as many as 6 cars in the driveway there. The place that we're referring to here tonight is at the backside of Fieldstone. They have to drive through the entire complex to get to this unit, this rental unit that they want to use. Okay. All right. In any case, that's all I have to say, and I certainly hope you continue to deny these requests. And you might consider some weight, fairly heavy weight, on the two HOA presidents' positions on this. So thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak? One more.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm Andrew Lindsay. I'm from 133 North Tuscany Drive, just down the block from the proposed permit location. I'm against approving the request for a nightly rental. I believe Susan Smith outlined the CC&Rs and pertinent legal documents quite adequately, that the petitioners, as well as myself and everyone else, hopefully that's moved into the neighborhood, is very aware of. I moved in about the same time as the petitioners, to my knowledge, and I work from home. We don't have a brick and mortar for the company that I work for. I'm now since retired. But, you know, one of the conditions was very simply no home industries. And I made quite sure that my working from home, not just because of COVID, but because I work from home, was not going to fall afoul of that restriction. So, you know, the code is, the CC&Rs are quite clear that an owner occupies a residence. And so just like I checked out with home industry, you know, the petitioners are very aware. Owner needs to occupy it. So I don't understand the history of how nightly rentals were ever allowed in the neighborhood. I know that.